last summer we had somebody that actually broke into someone's car to get a dog that was dying. And when we got the dog at the clinic, the dog's temperature was about 109. All the insides of the windows had steamed up, and it's just amazing. We kind of talked about it, and it was one of those summers that the time of the year where it was really, really warm. And even though it was only 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, being in that direct sunlight, the car can heat up really quick. So as far as dogs that aren't in vehicles, they're still at risk for heat prostration, particularly certain breeds like the dogs that can't move air very well or overweight dogs. Now, the dogs that can't move air very well, those are the brachiocephalic dogs. Those are the dogs with the flat faces. So your bulldogs, your pugs, your Bostons, your Pekingeses, boxers. Because when we made the faces flatter through breeding, in that we accomplished a respiratory tract, an upper respiratory that is more compromised. So they're much more susceptible to becoming overheated. Other dogs at risk, of course, are dogs with medical problems such as heart disease, obese animals, dogs that can't regulate their temperature real well, like hypothyroid dogs.
What are some signs I really need to look for that the dog is overheating?
The most common sign of heat prostration is a vigorous panting, a dog that's his sides are going in and out, and his tongue's hanging out. Pets are frequently laying on their side, unable to stand, restless, agitated. That's before they actually, pass out, which is a later stage. In between stage, maybe a thick saliva coming out of the mouth or a froth coming from the mouth or in the nose. Pet seems to be rigid, extending the head and neck, trying to get more air into their body. Later stages, they may show signs of shock, which are they fall on their side or they pass out and they aren't responsive. Before that point, you need to take action so that you can save these animals.
What is the major cause of heat stroke in a dog?
The most common reason we see is a dog that's exercised, even though, it is later in the day, but owners will get off work and go running with their dog or take them out and play Frisbee. And a dog that a little bit out of shape or not ready for this or on a biking trail with the owner in the hot weather, it's just exercise-induced heat intolerance is what the most common reason is. Second and third would be, dogs that aren't provided with a means to cool themselves off, not provided with a fan, not provided with shade.
If we suspect that our dog has heat stroke, what is the best way to take care of it right away?
Yeah, it's good to initiate action before you leave for the veterinarian. Important thing not to do is to use cold water. Cold water is going to constrict the blood vessels near the skin. And when you constrict the blood vessels near the skin, they can't evaporate the heat out of their body. You do want to give them not warm water, but just tap water, which is room temperature water, and particularly, pay attention to the areas where they transfer a lot of heat, which is around their face and their paw pads, okay? At that point, you want to probably go ahead and leave for a veterinary practice, but have your moist towels and stuff to be wiping that animal on the way there. Turn the air conditioner on in your car or wherever you're at so that the pet will get a fan and also some cool air around them.
So grateful to you for spending time with us on WNKU today. Thanks so much, Dr. Dan.
Thank you, Sherry.